Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on, Blog Talk. Y'all with this bullshit. All right, anyway, hold on, because, you know, I'm supposed to add a little intro song, you know what I'm saying, to start this thing out. And, of course, Blog Talk going to do what it do. But we right back at you live. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smell So Good, a Starship Smell of Pride. And I got to go ahead and get this to you. It's my dog, Mr. Bullwinkle, explaining to y'all what's really going on. This is Monday Mayhem. What the is going wrong with the media? You know what I'm saying? We'll get right back at you. Give me 2 seconds.
Come on.
Damn it. I would play it slowed down. I'll probably fuck y'all head up. I'm going to play it slowed down anyway. Fuck it. Here we go.
Come on.
My name Bishop Bullwinkle, from the First Church, nothing but the truth. Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay, open the door, let them in, turn them loose. First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. That's alright, thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, not insane. Come on. I ain't gonna preach too long. Ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning. Hell to the no. Come on.
Come on.
Hell no. To the no.
Hell to the no. I ain't got that much time. Shit, we ain't got nothing but 27 minutes to go ahead and get this off the chest. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down right here live. Let me go ahead. I ain't got my beam up yet, y'all. So, you know, we got to get the Starship back on the road. So I walked in, you know what I'm saying? The crew was half asleep, you know what I'm saying? Most of them was been drunk since over the weekend for the Father's Day, you know what I'm saying? All the dudes, females, I don't know where they was at, you know what I'm saying? So pretty much I got to run the ship myself, so, you know, I can't get to the transport room, you know what I'm saying? So when y'all hear the transporter beep, I'm going to have to artificially do this here. You know what I'm saying? End of the beep, I'll go ahead and bring y'all up in here. You know what I'm saying? And once again, call-in number is 516-418-5922. We got a new call-in number, you know what I'm saying, right here live. And you are tuned in to Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smell of Pride, Saturday 13, if you know what I mean. 817, let me bring Beam 817 up in here. I know I got some, smell like some baby powder up in this thing. Let's see what's happening. Here we go, y'all.
What's up?
Hey, man, you know my damn beam broke right now, so, you know, I got to. You know, fake it to make it. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. We get back up the building. Sending one shout out. This is Mr. Setty Baby Powder Fresh J. Up in the building representing Fort Worth, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Still on the mount, because, boy, that rain y'all been having in weather.
Oh, man, not just rain. And not just weather, I mean, that kind of weather, but weather as a foolishness.
Oh, well,
this is some bad kind of weather with this.
Yeah, and y'all got all this craziness going on, which you know, is one of the reasons for this show. I had to go ahead and really pop this back off, because, you know, the media is just so stupid right now, and people's actually really believing the headlines. And you remember what I used to always say: don't never believe the headlines. Because the head is always lying. And that's any headlines you be reading in the newspaper, hearing on the TV, the radio, you know, especially y'all. It's been so many lies coming out, and ignorance is coming out of Texas. I don't know what the is really going on. The first thing with the motorcyclists. What city did that happen in?
That happened in Waco. That's about 2 hours away from me.
Okay, so that's Waco. Okay, now where's McKinney, Texas?
That's like 30, 40 minutes away from me. And that's about 50 minutes away where I went to college. Yeah.
Okay, how far is that from Waco?
Waco's 2 hours from me, so that's about another hour from Waco. So about 3 hours.
Okay,
from
Waco. So what the hell is the goddamn headlines lying talking about? Bikers are on their way to McKinney, Texas to protest the swimming pool protesters.
Okay, see that's what we call headline porn. Because they just somebody starting this or stuff just to get people wise up because they want to correlate the two stories.
But guess what? But where were they headed to? When I read the real article, these motherfuckers was heading to Waco, Texas. They was heading to the damn police department to have an all-for-one bikers rally. You know what I'm saying? To protest the release of they buddies who still being held on the $1 million bond.
Yes, but see that's headline porn. Somebody trying to mix the two incidents together, saying, "Well, you know, they're here from McKinney." That's stupid.
I'm like, really? Come on, people, stop with that. Okay, well, that's just my one proof. Okay, but then there's my other little problem that I had with the protesters. What the are you all running around talking about some hands up, don't shoot, Black Lives Matter, let's go swimming?
That, you know what, it's not that that bothers me. It's the after. If you're doing all that, that's cool. I don't mind you. This is what I always say. I don't mind people marching, but what's the plan after you march? After you done marching and all that, what are you going to do then? If it's not going to lead to you taking more further action of, you know, enriching the Black community, then you're not doing anything. All you're doing is we're going to be doing this all week, and then we're going to be more. I mean, it's getting to the fact that we're marching every week. After a while,
okay.
We do all this marching, and then we still got a high obesity rate in Texas. I'm like, come on, man.
Hey, y'all the ones, what, everything big in Texas? Y'all like to go large. But the real problem that I had, you know, was, okay, really, you're tying the Black Lives Matter into something that was taking it beyond the issue. Okay, yeah, the cop came out and was overzealous, and we already been seeing that. But we still going beyond the fact that it was two white women that put their hands on two Black teenagers and called them racial. Why are we sitting here be tying this into the conversation with the President Obama using the N-word, the nigger word? You know what I'm saying? Well, these two white women.
Which was in the right context, by the way.
What I'm saying is these two white women called these two Black boys niggas. You niggas need to get out of this property because you niggas don't belong here. None of that made it into the headlines. None of it made it into the headlines that these two white women, older women, slapped these boys, and that is what started the whole thing.
Oh, he's going to be whitewashed about this. She said it. They're like, because, you know, the girl that was involved in all this, you know, she's trying to positive way to finish, and now, you know, she's using it to fuel her modeling career. And so they're like, and then all of a sudden, it's like now people are spinning the race card to where, okay, so this Black girl, she went to this, and she's got opportunities from this, but I lost my job. Okay.
No, you should have been arrested. That's my whole point.
You did some
racist. That's my whole point. You should have been arrested. What they should be marching for is for the arrest of both of y'all, instigators. What do they call it? Assault. And when you use it, when you're using the N word, what they call it now, really a hate crime. You're using it as a hate crime.
Right, but you
and
know
this
what?
Is exactly what President Obama is addressing right now when he said what he said.
I have
you see what I'm saying now? Because you can see the direct correlation. Run this back between these two white women sitting up here verbally trying to use the N-word to abuse a black person. And then
right.
You got a President Obama that's trying to explain that, no, don't be keep just getting caught up on the fact that people trying to just use the N-word and call people niggas. It's deeper than that. Because systemic racism, which is what we got going on, this still KKK with business suits on, you know what I'm saying? And they're just not outright calling you a nigga, but everything they doing is a reflection of what, you know, them just silently calling you that.
But here's the crazy thing, Smelly. I just did my show tonight was called Racism Is Not Dead. Is racism or what isn't dead is on life support. And I'm going to tell you what most of my callers like. The caller who I had, you know, every time you start talking about race and they find there's a black person talking about it, you start getting these racist white folks that call in, want to start throwing M bombs and start all these racial stereotypes about you. That's what happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's it. Well, I can't even. I mean, I've been so pissed off listening to CNN, MSNBC, Fox. I mean, you just everybody is regurgitating the same stupidity, and then they get the black dudes on there. You know what I'm saying? And everybody like, I don't see the problem with what he said. I don't see where's the woo woo. You know what I'm saying? Even some of the white people that's getting up there, you know, they overstand it. You know, but you still have some of us with the old silly black chick getting on there. He just shouldn't have you. What? No, that's the only way he can you. And when the black dude made the point, he was like, well, what if he would have just said, you know, at the N-word? He just would have said the N-word. He wouldn't actually use the whole word. We wouldn't have been sitting up here having this conversation, and the conversation would still be covered up. Because he done used it, and because in the way that he used it in an educational manner, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's using it up. He's opening it up for a positive dialogue. But then you got our own people, which, you know, yeah, we our own biggest haters, you know what I'm saying, coming out
exactly.
Like it's a shocking word. You feel me? You know, it's nothing shocking about it. It's not. It's just, you know, we like our youth was explaining. We took the word, we took a negative word, and we turned it and made it a positive word. You know what I'm saying? And that was the whole just our whole thing. That's what we do now. You know what I'm saying? But then you got people that act like, oh, you can't say that. Where I got white homeboys that say that. You know what I'm saying? I got Puerto Rican people around me that use the word more than I do. Nigga, talk to a Puerto Rican person, they gonna say nigga 42 times in their conversation before you say it one time out of your mouth.
Here's the thing, so this is why a lot of black people do this thing. They, by them standing up, quote unquote, standing up and saying, oh, Obama shouldn't say the N-word and all that kind of stuff, is them trying to prove, hey, we're not ready, you know, because it makes them uncomfortable. If we run around and we say something's wrong about race, we're playing the race card. You get these black people who don't want to be labeled as that, who jumped into the defense all of a sudden, people going, hey, I don't think he should have said that. Like, all of a sudden, because they want to repeat, because they don't want to mess up their circle. And if they react a certain way, it's going to mess up. The people is going to stop rocking with them, and they're not going to be able to have their little privilege card that they had anymore. I'm just so tired of it.
Yeah.
When the heck are you going to wake the hell up? But meanwhile, we got people pretending to be black. I mean, it's just ridiculous, man.
Okay, so now we get in, and that rolls me right into the NAACP issue. because it's really not an issue, but people have made it an issue because people don't understand and don't want to overstand and do history checks.
Well, it wasn't ours in the first
things.
Place, bro.
Huh?
It wasn't our organization in the first place, considering
this
that.
This is what I keep. I say, okay, she might have. She was wrong. She was simply wrong in the context of you were just. You shouldn't have just said, I'm black, and everybody can clearly see that you're white. What you should have said, and when they asked you, why do you want to be the president of this organization, you should have came out, because we created this organization for everybody. And when they say, well, who is we, then the white people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you start, when you ask a black person, matter of fact, tomorrow, go out and just ask random people who founded the NAACP. And I guarantee you, that's what they're going to say.
Three white people.
Now, that's what they're going to say. It was three white people. They have nothing to do with no W.E.D. Bowles. When you look at the history of the NAACP, the only thing that W.E.D. Bowles, besides his picture being photoshopped into every damn thing to ease racial tensions between black and white people, and that was his only inclusion in the NAACP, but he was the director of research. Ida B. Wells was photoshopped onto the front cover of the NAACP, I guess to appease and appease black people, to show that, because who would accept an organization created by three white people in the name of black people? It would have never got off the ground.
Well,
this is
like
especially
the,
back in 1909.
Aunt Jemima stuff, they already put her in the frame to be.
Ida B. Wells. Ida B. Wells was a reporter. Ida B. Wells was a reporter back then, so she was just reporting on racial issues and other stuff like that. She was not a founder. She didn't find anything. She's not a part of the NAACP. Truthfully,
if you dig deeper, people don't realize this. The NAACP, the reason why it was started as well, the one of the deep-rooted reasons why it was started, and it was fueled to get started, was because of people like Marcus Garvey. They wanted to keep an eye. They wanted the organization to keep an eye on Marcus Garvey and soak up some of the stuff he was trying to do. And that's what the point. That was really one of the undermining points of why NAACP was started. But no one's ever going to say that, because if you say that, you're going to make white people uncomfortable all of a sudden.
Well, this is my whole point. When you look at the former president, Ben Jealous, of the NAACP, at first glance, what would you say he is? Without talking to him, just by seeing a photo of him, what would you say he is?
That he was black.
You would say he's black. When I showed my mother a picture of him, she swore up and down that was a white man. Because he is so high yellowed that he can go either way. If he whitens up his talk, because of course when you hear him talk, you know, you could tell he got some soul in him, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't have that point extra. Well, you know, let me tell you something about the org. No. You know, he got that soul. He has that bass in his voice. He has that power in his voice, and that's how you know that he's a black man. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even an issue. You know, but for whatever reason she came out, you know what I'm saying, even she got a black husband, okay, you could have said that, you know, well, I want to run because, you know, my husband's black and I have black family ties.
Right,
you
should
have
said that. I would have been just fine. That's what people don't understand.
That would have been, but you took it too far when you sit up here and try to, like I can't stand gay people, because they try to mix up their plight. When they want to sit up here and talk about our plight is the same as what black people went through slavery and Jim. What the fuck you talking about? Nothing that y'all currently going through.
She went through this whole ruse, man. She went through this whole entire elaborate ruse that she decided to put on her. All of a sudden, she got the curly natural hair. She made herself, tanned herself enough to where she's quote-unquote light-skinned, black woman. She done something to her body a little bit. Probably me. Now, if it's natural, she probably went to a bunch of squats and said, okay, I need a black girl booty. Cause I looked, I said, okay, she got a butt on her. But, you know, she knew what she needed to do was try to attract a black man. And she needed
but
to infiltrate.
My point is, that does not make you black. You still, if you are
exactly.
going to be a president of any organization, that you sitting up here and talking about that you want to lead and you want to represent for a group of people. And this is my other thing. The national advancement of colored people.
Right.
We fought not to even be considered as colored people the last time I checked. So
yeah.
Colored people to me would include Spanish people, any other kind of shade. That's what a person of color or a colored person is. To me, that is what the NAACP is supposed to represent. People of all
exactly.
shades, all colors. But we, so selfishly stupid, as black people, you know, when they still caught up in the brainwashing of that word colored, even though you don't want to be called colored, you still expect an organization that don't even change their damn name to represent you?
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's just craziness because, the point, because everyone keeps getting mixed up and getting all upset because people don't like this. Here's the thing. All of a sudden, you know how we've been saying forever that everyone came from black ancestry, whether they want to admit it or not. No one ever admitted that, but now they see that. But now we see that we got people being slick, using it to their advantage to try to get privileges. So how you
yeah.
So that pisses me off. So you got white privilege and you get black privilege. How the hell does that make any sense?
I mean that I heard a couple people say that. I was like, privilege, man, please. I wish it was that easy. You know what I'm saying? I could just say I'm a white man and my bills automatically, you know what I'm saying, just get paid up, my credit good.
Oh,
you know
no,
what I'm saying?
It's like that, but not necessarily that. It's not going to be not that naturally, but a lot of times, like I said in the show, I was talking to my show about how everything is like encoded a different way so it's not racism. Like, okay, little Daquan got dreads or braids. That's not corporate to us, so he got to cut them off if he want to work here. And ain't no white person no braids. Ain't no white person no dreads. So they niche you in a certain way to where, you know, it kind of alleviates who can work wherever.
Right.
And a lot of the black man's power comes from within his hair. Like, people always wonder why our hair is textured a certain way and curved. So that spiral means more than just, hey, oh, man, I'm about to get some waves, man. It's more than just I'm trying to get waves. That spiral represents the universe. That's a much bigger thing.
Oh, yeah. That's when you get into your either nine hair, the tensile strength. That's why they got our hair in the damn museum and shit. And motherfuckers don't even know that. They thinking talking about this Superman. Yeah, oh, that's from a damn black person. You know what I'm saying? With the strongest fucking hair that can hold up.
Right.
It's in one of them damn museums. I'm going to have to look that up and find it.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But, you know, that's why I used to be watching Superman movies and all. I mean, they talk about us, you know, so much. They just put themselves in our place. They've been doing it since their inception, still in this country. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they've been doing it. Okay, we're going to move on.
What's so sad, though? What they always do, they trick us. Like, even our music, they get to me because it's going to be sad. What if this happens one day? When are they going to brainwash us so much that we're not even going to like rap music? Because classical music was actually made by black people, and now we're black people here. Why you got that classical music on? Rock and roll. Why you got that rock and roll music on? That's all shit.
All music. I mean, all music comes from us. I mean, we taught the world rhythm, point blank period. You know, other thing that's connected, two of them connected, you know, is this Confederate flag bull, you know.
Oh, man.
And then the white boy that go up into the, you know, the white man. And I got to correct myself, too, because you see how they over there. My mama pointed that out. She say, well, it's funny to me how when they choked out, when they killed the boy, Mike Brown, he 18, they want to dress him as a man. But then when you got this old 21-year-old nut, you want to call him a young kid. And you want to downplay the severity of what the hell he done did in his actions.
Oh, God.
And you try to sit up here and confuse the situation of, is it a hate crime, or is he just a goddamn nut?
One of the newest headline porns involving this. It's like they are talking about like one of his black friends that he never said anything racist to me.
I seen that stupid video. I'm like, okay, well then don't play up the race card. I mean, I didn't see that as really racist like everybody was saying. You were in Charleston, South Carolina. You in a black neighborhood. You rode by plenty of black churches. You know what I'm saying? But you chose, and he did choose, and they said his roommate knew about this 6 months prior to all this going down, which, you know what I'm saying, to me, you an accessory accessory after the fact, because you could have prevented all of this. You know what I'm saying? That been a black dude, they would have arrested his ass, just like they arrested the dude with the Boston bombers.
DC,
you know what I'm saying? Because the dude, that dude knew that whatever they was trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Because he hid the man book bag and all that type. So you tamper with evidence. You basically tamper with evidence. So, you know, he did the same thing. You didn't tamper with evidence, but you had prior knowledge that this was going down. This man been talking about it. He been posting shit online. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he was just saying something in a kidding way. You know what I'm saying? He been traveling around. He acquired a gun. It's like, how many more fucking signs do you need, you know what I'm saying, to be like, oh, he finna do something? You know, and then you tie it up with this flag. I mean, I knew. I went to Chamberlain High School down here in Tampa, Florida, and I'm talking about I'd say 75% white people. You know what I'm saying? Put it that way. It used to be predominantly all white. So, and I had a white dude, friend of mine, named Older Matt, still a friend of mine, big, tall, corn country fred white dude. You know what I'm saying? And looking at him, I mean, you know, orange, red, you know, red hair, red beard. You would have swore it was a red neck. He had a Confederate flag in his truck. He drove a truck and all. He fit the stereotype of what we would say is a red neck. But I'm telling you, up until this day, you know what I'm saying? I had the pleasure of actually talking to him a couple of years ago. But, I mean, he was one of my best friends in school, you know what I'm saying? Participating in the track team, you know what I'm saying? And he said it out himself, though. He said, yeah, well, I keep that flag in remembrance of my forefathers and our heritage. Okay. That is cool as hell to keep it in your damn car. But that is not cool as hell to keep that at the damn a capital of a state building, of a building that's supposed to represent all the people of this state. So your forefathers are not my forefathers. Your founders of this country ain't got shit to do with me, because my people got brought here enslaved. So what the hell? You know, a lot of your shit don't apply to me. Right, well, and we was already here, so I don't have what you founded anything, you know what I'm saying? I had to break that down to other dudes. Well, this country was founded by Christians. I said, no, y'all so-called Christians found Indians here and killed in the name of Christianity. So if you want to break it down like that, that's how you need to break it down. But there's no other kind of way to sugarcoat it. You didn't come here with open arms. You came here with arms ready to open up anything that wasn't ready to accept you.
Exactly.
You know, and that's how that whole breakdown really came down, you know. So, but hey, man, this is we in a little after hours. You know, it's Monday Mayhem. You know, what is wrong with the media? This is the official launch. We're getting back. We're going to be doing shows all week, you know what I'm saying, 30-minute little rants, just trying to debunk the headlines and the TVs right now, you know what I'm saying, bring people back to reality. Because without these online discussions, you know, these internet radio shows, I'm talking about Clear Channel Radio will completely mislead you and feed you some Fox bullshit 24/8. I don't care if it's CNN. I don't care if it's MSNBC. Because if I flip to all of these damn channels and all y'all reporting the same shit as Fox News, what the fuck does that make you?
Right. I mean, MSNBC, a lot of times they take it from a different perspective. But it's just the media. They're still part of the media puzzle. A lot of, as a whole. It's like, what do y'all keep? Well, people are trying to say they're hiding. They're not hiding anything. Even though I was going to say they're not hiding anything. It's right there in plain sight. But we're just so stupid that we don't want to pay attention to it. They're trying to get us riled up to a point so they can try to get us to have a reason to be on have a militarized zone or whatnot.
Right. Well, you already see that, and people ain't even recognize that with Texas now. I mean, because y'all might be the first one where they set the stage, you know what I'm saying, to really to pop that off. But see, stuff is throwing it off. The biker incidents, you know what I'm saying? They downplaying that incident. Truthfully, these bikers want to ride and kill police officers. See, and that's what they don't want to play up. They don't want to play white America has a war on white America. They want to try to make it look like it's black America and it's a war on white America, or white America has a war on black America. No. We minding our goddamn business. We ain't even bothering nobody. We leaving people the fuck alone. That's what black people do. We leave people the hell alone until you bother with us, and that's when we have to defend ourselves.
Oh, here's
but
the
when
crazy
you got
thing, bro.
You got these bikers that you done sit up here and you have disrupted their gang, and that's what they are. They are a gang. They're not just a family of bike riders. They're not a bike club. You're talking about these individuals had guns, knives, and plenty of ammunition. And so what you think is going to happen now when they come back? You know what I'm saying? They still have the same guns, knives, and ammunition. You know, ready to do something to them police, but they're downplaying that situation because there's white people involved, and they do not want to make white America look bad. That is why they keep playing up all this black shit.
Oh, here's the crazy thing, Smelly. Like, they just, the governor just approved the bill for open carry.
And it's like,
so now we can run around, walk around like we in the goddamn Western or something with a damn gun in our holster and run fucking our waist in plain sight.
Yeah, but not you.
Of course, they're going to find ways to make sure people like myself can't do
it. Not you. They already, I mean, you can go on YouTube and watch plenty of little, you know, mock videos, real life mock videos, you know what I'm saying, how they did a test, you know what I'm saying? They go into open carry states. You got, the famous weapon everybody like to carry around, the AR-15. Don't ask me why. You know what I'm saying? But white dude walked down the street first, you know what I'm saying, with an AR-15 walking up and down the street. You know, nobody bothered with him. Finally, a police officer passed, seen him with it, turned around, and then came, pulled up on him. Rolled the window down, was like, you know, what's up? Why do you got that gun? And you know what I'm saying? He was like, well, it's an open carry state. I'm legal to carry it. Boo, 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 boo. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, it wasn't a problem. Same street. Hour later, black dude walking down the street with the same gun, Not even a black dude. He was like a Hispanic dude. I'm talking about all you see is you see officers stop in the middle of the street. You see backup come. You see another backup come. Now they got the whole street cornered off. They're yelling at the man with their guns drawn at the man. Didn't even stop and talk to this man. They stopping is getting out, pulling their weapons on this man, telling this man to get his hands up, lay on the ground, put his face on the ground. Oh, wow, this is an open carry state. Why in the hell would you be approaching this man in that manner? This is an open carry. It doesn't matter what type of weapon I have. It's an open carry state. So the only thing you should have did was approach me, and, yeah, okay, if anything, in a cautious manner, you know, and because, yeah, I do have a firearm, I wouldn't expect to just roll up on somebody with a firearm on their back, point blank, period. I don't care who I am. You know.
Oh, yeah, but, if you're a black guy, it's just like the same thing if you're the same white, you have a white guy and a black guy driving the same nice car. Who's going to get pulled over first?
Right. Now, they're going to show you that. They're going to show you that. You know, I mean, that is America. I always keep saying, you know what I'm saying? When they talk about America, they don't say America with the C. The C is silent to them. You know, and I believe that's when they first even wanted to try to name this crap America. It was probably a Mary KKKA. And then it was like, oh, no, that's too controversial. We're going to have to just use, you know what I'm saying, what we found, you know what I'm saying, when we first got here. And it was shit was already called the Americas by the Indians. You know,
oh,
this was already been.
They got some chicks at this gym tonight. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I just pulled up to the gym, looking at the women at the gym, looking.
Oh yeah, shout out to you on the magazine, man. Let me definitely the Canvas Body Art magazine, man. That's definitely a hot piece. You know what I'm saying? At least the cover.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't get to see the whole full issue after, you know, the whole spread. But, you know what I'm saying? It was definitely an odd issue. Yeah, but, you know, you still should have put red shades up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
But that one outfit she got on, I'm talking about, yes. Yes, you should have put that up in there. Shout out to red shades, too, man. I just want to let you know, besides the videos, you know what I'm saying? She's extra cool. She's extra real. And
yeah,
a real dedicated artist, you know what I'm saying,
to
meet in person.
And she is that fine in person, people.
Yeah,
barely
yeah,
now she knows is, what I know in person. She is that fine in person.
Yeah. I'm all blown, too. She seen a picture, you know, she seen a picture of it. She was like, wow, that look like your ex. I was like, oh, don't say that. Then I had to look at a picture, and I'm like, oh, snap. Damn, that one picture we took, it damn sure look a little, boy, they can go for sisters, boy. Shit. As it blows me. Yeah, so we had a good time. She had a good time down here representing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the crew showed out, you know what I'm saying, showed out for her. And everybody want to see her come back, you know what I'm saying? So that's much love when you can come from out of town and people want, you know, demanding you to come back, you know what I'm saying? That's real cool, you know what I'm saying? And she made it do what it do, you know what I'm saying? And it was an honor having her here and playing her music, and that's why, you know what I'm saying, we still playing her music and keeping it, which we had in rotation anyways. That wasn't, you know, that never was an issue. So, what's up with Natasha Triple X? I wasn't known for the birthday. Did she come on your show for a birthday or one of them happened?
Oh no, she just on it. She came to the show. You know, I was kidding. We caught up, just catching up with her. It was a show catching up with her. It was crazy, man. It was like, wow, dang, it's crazy. I heard jumped over into the time machine and find out what's going on in tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to find an episode that we did. You know, I got too many damn episodes, but I got to find an episode that we did when she came here. Yeah, I be blowing everybody, too, because they thinking Red Shade is the first person from out of town. I say, man, shit, I don't have my damn co-host from Australia you know what I'm saying, right here in the hood, you know what I'm saying, riding around, hanging out in Tampa, you know what I'm saying, representing. It's like, you know, shit.
You got to meet Sweetie,
love. Yeah, you know.
I got to meet Sweet and Jess. That was pretty, in Mo Blue, I got to meet them. That was sweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we did our Las Vegas thing, you know. Never know, man. That you know, that was just something we put together just to have something for everybody to do that, you know, to have something in common when it comes to radio, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, we did something that ain't nobody ever going to be able to do, point blank, period. FM, nope. AM stations right now can't even get their Skype systems right, you know what I'm saying, to do simulcasting, to take simultaneous calls. I mean, I listen to so many different radio shows, you know what I'm saying, on FM, and I mean, they'll be talking, and next thing you know what I'm saying, boom, they guess, you know, get clicked on. I'm like, what? Get that, you know what I'm saying? The only time that you finna get clicked off of my show is if I hang up, you know, if I click you off, you know, or something wrong with your phone. You know, and then, but other than that, I'm like, what? Like, okay, I don't get that. But then they don't. I heard them say they did a show. Oh, we're gonna simulcast with one of our sister stations down in Miami or something like that. I'm like,
we've been doing that. Like, it cracked me up.
Been doing that. Like, y'all saying that like that's something new or something like. Extraordinary.
And my
favorite
thing is when they act like it's revolutionary for people to listen to the radio on the internet. Now you can listen to it for a while.
Like, really? I think I pretty much said that in 2009. God damn it, that FM and AM radio is finna be all online completely. And what is it now? It's all online. Most people don't listen to the radio through, you know, the regular radio. They listening through their phone. Like me right now, I'm listening through the news, all the news channels, because through iTunes Radio. You know what I'm saying? Commercial free, and
exactly.
I just boom, 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 clip to everything I want. I don't even, you know what I'm saying? I got CNN on the TV, but I'm listening to it through my phone. Because I'm, you know, I'm sitting outside doing different things, you know what I'm saying? So
well,
when I want to go in.
You ain't gonna be annoyed, exactly.
Right. And I don't have to see all the crap commercials, all that crap. And I just get the news that I want. Or I just get the music that I want to hear. I mean,
right.
Everything is online. Everything's been online. I mean, truthfully, everything's been online since we all first started back in 2009. And although, you know what I'm saying, we were ahead of the game and, you know, stuff is just catching up. You know, that's why I'm back. You know what I'm saying? Because people are just respecting the game now. People have been asking me, you know, well, what's up with the radio show, man? You still doing the radio show? And, well, you shouldn't have to ask that if you've been tuning in.
Right. You know, that is beautiful thing here in Texas. You know, it's almost, it just got one more phase to go through. But marijuana will be soon be legal in both recreational standpoint and a medicinal standpoint. I'm like, Texas? The hell?
I mean, they just keep beating a dead horse that just played out. You know what I'm saying? This is not the 50s, it's not the 60s, not the 70s, not even the damn 80s. I mean, it's just, you can't lie no more. Your reefer madness don't even work. You can't even put crap on TV, like people finna, you know, look at statistics. Oh, there's more people committing accidents while driving high than there is drunk. No, you can't ever say nothing that stupid. Too many people smoke pot. Too many people have family members that smoke pot. Too many people in the damn government own cocaine. That's why they hating on pot. You know, so it's like, come on, man. You know? Oh, man. Yeah, that's
why I'm
bro. Where you at?
In here, sir. The gym?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the gym. Where you work out at? What gym you be?
I be at Planet Fitness here in the southwest side of Fort Worth.
Okay, yeah, we got old Planet Fitness some damn where around here.
They're cheaper. That's why I like to do. It's cheaper. Ain't got to be paying arm and leg. Go work out. You know, you go 24 hours. So go
right.
Work around my time.
Well,
I hate coming on. I hate coming on Mondays because it'd be too packed.